Right, today we'll talk about an interesting topic, which most don't have such clarity in. Hatarat nidarim. So there's a few things that you need to know about Hatarat nidarim. The first thing is, what is a neder? And that's complicated, long. You can't do that in a few moments. It'll take many shiurim. What neder, what not neder, when neder. So let's talk something that we could do in a few moments, and that is how to make hatarat nedarim. What do you do? Once we've established it's a neder, and that you need to make hatarat nedarim, what do you do? So let's begin by what everyone pretty much knows. Three people. That part everybody knows. Hatarat nedarim tzricha liot al yidei shlosha nashim. Yeah?
No.
Not that simple. Now, what do I mean by not that simple? Customarily, we take three guys off the street, so to speak. The first three guys we meet in shul. And we make hatarat nedarim with them. So there's a few issues. First of all, it's a bed din. Now, I know that everybody today believes he's a dayan and he's a rav and he could be on a bed din. I get that. The minute a guy knows how to read, all of a sudden he becomes a chief. I didn't say anything. I just said chief. I didn't say anything more than that.
You got the message.
Got the message. Okay. The point being, you need dayanim. Second of all, specifically here, because there's a lot of halachas about a neder. What you could be matir neder. So you definitely need some knowledge. So how are we taking just the first three people that we meet? And could we take the first three people that we meet? So let me tell you where this starts. It starts, of course, from the Gemara, but actually in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that they have to be, they could be shloisha hedyoitoit. Simpletons. Now what does that mean? Anybody? Even if he can't read? Even if he knows nothing? And the answer is, not that simple. It has to be three hedyotot, the gemiri lehu, usviri. They have to be somewhat learned. Vigam yoidim liftoich loy petach, v'yatiruloi, and that they should be able to know a little bit of how to be matir neder. Why to be? You have to have a reason to be matir neder. Not just you make a neder. I want it off. You need to have a petach. So they need to know what a petach is.
I'm getting married, right? My wife.
I don't want to talk about what yet, because, like I told you, these are very complicated. Halachos will take forever to learn, and it's not for the next 10 minutes. I want to talk about after we've already established that you need hataras nedarim, what do you do? So people have the misconception that they walk into shul and they take the first three people, and that's not so simple. The Shach and Taz explain, Otom anashim yicholim la'avin b'sichlam im lomdim imayam alachot. Which seems to be a very low standard, and that is that if you teach them, they'll understand. Pretty much, very often, most people, if you tell them halacha, they'll understand it. Yet, I noticed that Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef goes a little more strict about this. And he says, Shlosha Anashim Shehem Bnei Torah. Again, it's interesting. Customarily, they've used to take only three people in the shul. And I guess it's based on what I just told you from the Shach and Taz, that it's three people that understand a little bit, and if you explain to them, they'll know. Here he says clearly, it has to be Shlosha Anashim Shehem Bnei Torah. You want a Beis Din. It's not just a joke. Shemevinim ma shelomdim imahem, that they know what you teach with, learn with them. Now the question is, how old does this Dayan have to be? And the answer, we spoke yesterday what a gadol is, a bar mitzvah. For this, as long as he's 13 years old, you could use him for the dayan, for the hataras nedarim. Yechayim l'tzar v'imam mishem alo yud gimel shanim v'yaymech. So for this, he's 13, use him. V'afilu lo nivdak, and if he's not checked, if he's actually a gadol, if his body has matured, we don't care about all that, right? Now, could you use a woman? Could you use a woman? Could you use a relative? I thought for Bet Din, you can't have relatives. The halacha is, you could be mitzdaref even a relative. Even a relative could be mitzdaref. Yet, I'm going to read it inside, the Shulchan Aruch, Ein habal mitzdaref in Bet, latir nidre ishtay. Yeah? But a father could do it for a daughter. So if in case the daughter needs ataras nedarim, the father could be on the three Bezdin panel to do it. But if it's a wife, I guess it's like Ishta Kigufay, you can't be on the panel to do it. Now, when we talk about three people, that's only Bidiyevet, Lechatchila. The right way to do Ataras Nedarim is with 10 people. Tov lasais es ha'atara b'fnei asara. The best way to do Ataras Nedarim is in front of 10 people. Now you want to know where that comes from. So let me tell you where it comes from. All right. There's different types of Nedarim, and some of them need 10 people. There's Ataras Nedarim. I'll give you the example. Yeah. Sefer Mati Ephraim Shla Kodesh. It says, Ben Bakitz, Ben Bechalom. In the Nusach of the Ataras Nedarim of Erev Rosh Hashanah, we say the neder that I made when I was up, and even the neder that I made when I was what? In my sleep. Some people, even when they're up, they're sleeping. So, no, anyways, Baklapanim, if you add a neder in your sleep, Mevur b'gemara nidu b'chalaim, tzarech hasara b'nei adam lahatiloi. So, actually, if the neder is a simple neder, three is enough. The Ataras Nedarim that we do at Rosh Hashanah, everybody does Ataras Nedarim, you'd rather do it. It would be better if you did it in front of 10 people. You listening? It's a very interesting. People think, three people, get the first three people, make Ataras Nedarim. For that Ataras Nedarim, it would be better. Now, Shulchan Aruch says, Afila Asaras Yoidim Likas Batayra, 10 people who know how to read, that's good enough. If you can't find them, find people who don't know how to read. But this is lechatchila. Lechatchila. You try to get 10 people. If you can't get 10 people, now, someone's going to ask, so why we make Ataras Nedarim at all? I made already Ataras Nedarim. Erev Rosh Hashanah on all the past Nedarim. And all the future. And Moyel Ataras Nedarim shall Erev Rosh Hashanah el Arak on the Darim shenishkechu mimenu. That Ataras Nedarim is clear, stipulated in custom for sure, that's only for the Nedarim that I forgot. Av Nedarim shu zaycher aysa. Nedarim that I remember, emayilem atara, elim kem pirit es haneder le'echom en amatirim, upasaloi pesach harata kadin. That's not a regular Ataras Nedarim. You didn't say clearly what neder and why you want to be mad to the neder. That's what you really need. You really need to come and say, here's the neder I want to be matir, and this is why I want to be matir. So that Ataras Nedarim that is made on Erev Rosh Hashanah is not that. So it's good enough for the ones you forgot and don't realize that you made them. But the ones that you know, you need a regular Ataras Nedarim. And that means in front of three B'nai Torah. Now, what is it called, a Ben Torah? That's a good question, but more or less, someone that knows a little bit about learning, and you could talk to him a little bit about learning, but if he doesn't even know that, then you can't use him for Ataras Nedarim. Now, a lot of times, you're busy, so you send someone else to do things for you. You know how it works, right? Could you send somebody else to be Mata Ned? Could you send someone else to be Mata Ned? You got to come yourself. The Rabbanim, or the three guys who are in the place of the Rabbanim, should not be matan neder unless the guy comes himself. Right? Let's say the guy comes, he doesn't speak the language. So you're putting up somebody to translate what he says, that you could do. It's a Raman, we paskin that way. Al minig taiv shenog, for a minig, you could send somebody else. A minig taiv shenog, mutalas, shliach, yatira afishalai befana. How about the wife sending the husband? How about the wife sending the husband? Habal nasa shliach leishta leishal on the dar.
He could do it himself.
Who could do it himself?
He could have his wife.
Not to get only things that are negated to him. What do you think? You're the boss of your wife, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she takes on herself veganism, that means I don't have meat.
Veganism is something else. That's negated to you. What about things that are not negated to you?
Like what?
Like everything else
like
that
says,
you think.
I won't drink Coca-Cola anymore.
What does that have to do with you?
It affects me with her.
Okay, I see already where we're going with this. And this is more of about a Shalom Bayis issue than it is about an Adarim issue. Ka kasev ha-shulchan aruch, fahaynu, she'ein ha-isha tzrichel aleches ufnei ha-matirim, but rather what, she could send her husband. Yeah? Arletzia writes, that's not such a good idea. It's better if she came herself. Why? Because what the neder was, what the Pesach was, you got to get the information. You got to get the details. The kitzer, he says, better for the wife to come herself. Now, could you do Ataris the Dharam on Shabbos?
Yeah.
There's no Maisa Bezdin on Shabbos. Bezdin is off on Shabbos. How about at night? There's no Maase Bezdin on at night. Could you make Ataris the Dharam by night?
Yeah.
Yes.
Could you make... So you decided because you decided. Okay, no problem.
Yom Kippur.
I don't know if you know that. Officially, Yom Kippur, you're supposed to say Kol Nidre before Shkia. L'chatchila, you're supposed to say it before Shkia. And one of the reasons is because better not to do it at night. But anyway, so let's learn Halach L'maisim. Yechaylim la'atir ha-neder afilu b'Shabbos. Imhu l'tzorech ha-Shabbos. Imhu l'tzorech ha-Shabbos. Down to Imat and Neder on Shabbos, not such a good idea.
No, because there you might come right, you might come this, you might come that.
Kigoyin Shinadish Lo Lechoil, he made a Neder, he's not going to eat. Oilis Batal Misharinik Shabbos. How about, like I said, Kroivim, we said is good. Yeah.
I eat this on Shabbos.
Let's say there's a Rebbe there or a Rav. It's interesting. You're not really should be matin nedarim if there's someone bigger than you there. Hey, ladam lahatin ned lechatchila. I feel it's darb l'shleish hanakim b'makim rabbi. I b'makim shiyesh mi shegadl mimenu be. Chachma, elim kein nasa le'rishus. I guess erev hashani yom kippur. The rub's gonna sit in every single case. What you need to do is you need to get rishus. Now the question is. At night, matirin darim gam balaylo. At night, you could do it. The nagu shamatirim yoishim, v'hamaydrim aimdim. That's the minute, right? Shach umikadin gam amaydrim yichayim l'shevus. The guy wants to sit, he could sit. Now, v'matirim k'shem tzrichim limtzlei Pesach. But if they're the three people who are trying to find the Pesach, they mechuyif to sit. Because it's a yeshiva's best. You see? The matirim ayoishvim, minig. But if it's a real yeshiva's best, which means they're going to sit there and contemplate, could you be matinever? Can't you be matinever? Then it has to be with sitting.
Remy,
now.
Remy, what about Edus at night?
Huh?
It's not Edus at night.
I just said that. That's the whole point. Chatchila, you should... We do it. Leminig is to do it at night. Kaidim shatir leis nidrei. I see the time after rush. Kaidim shatir leis nidrei. And this is important. Before you say the neder, tzar shifartas ha neder, hasiba shvishvila nadar. You have to be serious about it. What the neder is, why you made the neder, why you want to be matir, and if not, ein hataratam hatara. Umikamakim. A lot of times you have where you don't want to say out your secret. You're embarrassed to say what the nether, why the nether. So it's good enough to tell one out of the three. You don't have to tell all three of them. Yeah? Umikamakim impir da nether lishechad min amatirim daibiza.
We're not
I just spoke about you. I don't know where you are because I just mentioned that maybe you were here but not here. That's a b'di'evit sh'b'di'evit. It's takin not l'chadchila. It's just it's a mop up clean up job.
No, the question is, what's the purpose then? What are we doing?
What we're doing is
just in case, to be
on the safe side.
It's like insurance.
Exactly.
Umbrella.
Exactly. I mean, come akum and pira nedel ishechem and amatir daivzeh. Now, why do we need so important that Yishim Mefarad the Nether? What's the big deal? We make a Taurus the Durm. Like you said, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we do it anyway. And the answer is because some guy's going to make a Nether, he's going to put on tefillin, and then he's going to go to the Rav and be Matan Nether, and they'll say, the Rav is Matan Nether, I have to put on tefillin. We're afraid that the Nether might be a Nether Shalisser, and then you're going to have to. Be matan nether, then you'll say it's not a nether. I feel like this is a rabbanon. Kigoyin shenada inishbish leisachei bekubya, and that's why I said it. A lot of times, people make a promise: no more gambling.
Yeah.
And if you don't do it, you should.
How can?
And if you didn't make such a nether, you should. You should make such a nether.
You need a nether for that.
It's not that interesting.
Is that an
isser? Not that interesting. Oh, that's the whole point. The point is, let's say a guy says, okay, I make a promise, I'll never gamble again. And why does he make the promise? Because he knows if he promises, he'll keep it. And then all of a sudden, the Super Bowl comes around. And then all of a sudden, his chevra goes to Miami. And he has an itch to gamble. So what do you do? So he goes to the rabbi, and he starts saying, I have to, I can't, and if only if I knew it, if I this. And then he'll be matan neder, right? Like this, if he tells what the nether is, you know what the rabbi tells him? Go jump in the lake.
So.
Mikvah.
Go jump in the mikvah. Go. Don't be matan nether. Yeah.
Kigoyin
shenadar oynishba shaloi l'sachik bekubi. He'll find three of his friends to be matan nether, and they're also pasulei the father. The ab in the yevan in the tirul oyn nether shalisser. Ein hatarasam hatar. Let's finish with the final halacha, a simple halacha. Okay. Yes. What's your question?
You mentioned if women can be on the bedding before, but you didn't answer.
The answer is, women are not on the bedding. Ketanim v'nashim can't be on the bedding, which means you can't take someone. I started off right. I didn't get back to it. Women, no, because we know women can't be a bedding, right? I don't think so. I mean, I don't know where they cut, right? But Pashas, where we know this, right? We pretty much accepted women can't be on the bed din, yeah? Definitely can't be the av bed din, right? Maybe she can be the imah bed din. I don't know. Today we have a lot of interesting stuff going on there. Well,
can three women do a tarz adarim for another woman?
Huh?
Can three women do a tarz adarim for another woman?
No! You need a masa bed din. That's what I keep on telling you. You need a masa. It's nothing to do with arvus and women. It has nothing to do with that. You need three men. Final halacha, we all know that when you matan neder, what do you say? Machalach! 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 So first of all, you don't have to say it three times. Nika halach, you don't have to say it a time. Mitzad adin, dai shiyoyim l'noida l'nishba, hamachas. And even though we say it three times, it's to show serious, right? You don't have to say the word machalach. You're supposed to say as follows. Mutalach, machalach, sharilach. That's the right way to do it. I don't know why people don't do it, but that's the right way to do it. Mutalach, machalach, and sharilach. And the questions that you want is asurlach, asurlach, and weiter asurlach. Baruch Hashem, the ayam on and on.
Rabbi, we do have this kind of lashon.
Let's go.